Yo, what's going on, everybody? DC here, host of What The Shit. You already know your favorite podcast, your mom's favorite podcast, your auntie's favorite podcast. The only podcast you can still get on flip phones and everywhere else. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, tune in every week as we give you some of the best content we have to offer, laughs, funds, games, and everything else. You can also catch us on the Be On Air Network, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, you know what I'm saying, Pandora, everywhere you get to streaming. Also catch us every live, every Wednesday, 8:15, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all the above, you dig? So make sure you watch, you like, you subscribe. Peace. Enjoy the episode. What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is. This is the last, the final, this is it. Somebody about to punch their ticket to Wednesday and somebody about to go home a little angry. But you know, it's all fun and games here. Everybody's a winner. Nobody's a loser. We got three contestants about to punch their ticket. Well, at least one of them. So we got, you know what? I'm going to let y'all see who it is in a minute. Let's get it. Hey, let's get these guys in here waiting on one more. What's going on, people? What the business is? How everybody doing?
What's going on? What's going on?
You're in the dark. You said you serious tonight. I can dig it.
I ain't playing tonight, man. I ain't playing. I don't want nobody to see my face and think I'm smiling. No, I gotta put my camera in.
Oh, that's cool. Smash, what's going on, man?
Y'all already know what it is, man. And if you don't know, now you know.
Let them know something, Ray Ray. That's cool. I don't know what happened to Allura. She was just here and then she disappeared. I'm going to wait and see if I can get her back. But in the meantime, man, you know, how you guys doing? Are you guys super pumped?
Yeah, I'm going to win, so I guess.
Oh. Good to hype yourself up, man. I believe in that. I think he's on the phone. So, boom, man, how after last night, you got a second chance here.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the mother too who was cheating yesterday. Shout out to you, man. Also wanted to say, I ain't even gonna say that, man, but I'm gonna say that was some cheating shit going on yesterday.
Whatever do you mean?
Yeah, man. I mean I was watching, I was rewatching it, right? And shout out to my boy Troy, man. And you all the questions that he was getting, you know, he was all laughing and giggling about them. But the one that really caught me, bro, was the how many colors are in the rainbow? I felt like it was just
man, I wonder what his excuse gonna be for the night.
This I gotta hear. So how was that what was wrong with that question?
Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. We gonna leave that word. That and then whoever watch it, they know, but Troy know, and we all know how that was easy.
What's your excuse gonna be tonight?
Ain't gonna be no excuse tonight because tonight I'm Googling. The fuck? No, I'm just playing.
Damn,
that's crazy. There's people out here Googling and shit.
Man, listen, first of all,
You're lucky that you interrupted my Walking Dead time because I seen it earlier. Because otherwise, I'd have been like, screw this damn competition. The Walking Dead is on. But I saw it earlier. So we good.
I'm at the point right now where I just paused and the little girl just screamed. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm pissed too. You know what I'm saying? Remind me of some Nat Turner shit.
Show is crazy, man.
Crazy. It's crazy. I just seen the little girl scream. I'm like, damn, dog. I was almost there.
So, I don't know. Allura might have tapped herself out. I guess it's a two-man race.
Oh, man.
Two-man race. Well, it's one and a half men on this panel right now. So,
oh, man. Yeah, this nigga over here have men, have donkey, I guess. And oh, yeah, before we get it started, man, I just also wanted to throw in the air, man. I heard what you said about my motherfucking alien show. You know, I was in there when you was talking about my alien show, you know, and you knew I was in there, which is why you was talking about my alien show. But I just want to let you know that there ain't no aliens.
Did I know
that? It's an enlightenment show.
Did I know that?
You knew that.
Listen, if you felt that way, then you're going to feel even madder tonight.
Oh, wow.
DC dang. Got DC, I'm the champ is here. The champ is here.
Hey, where? I'm on his ass now. You're going to call my alien show. I'm on his ass. Where the hell is Allura at?
The other way. So I'm going to let you guys finish. Hey.
Champ is here.
I didn't take it as no disrespect because he basically told me that he was watching my show. But what he was saying is he tired of all the niggas, all the gang, the podcast gang, not doing shit. And then he only got my show to watch. So shout out to me because he was watching my show. Shout out to him for watching my show. But at the same goddamn time, don't say, oh, God, sit here and watch. We're talking about aliens.
If I had 100 shows to watch, okay, 100 podcasts
to watch mine,
to listen to or watch, you'd be like 101. Damn. Okay.
All right. So before this gets out of hand, why don't y'all go ahead and mute yourself?
I'm just playing, man. You know, I talk shit, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Big Smash, the podcaster. I'm in the building, man. Y'all already know. Hit a go ahead on and win this little money. And, you know, shout out to my mama for making a star, because that's what it is. That's who I am. That's what I does.
And, you know, you got me, Big Boom, Mr. Podcast Lit. See me getting fat. I'm probably getting rich, right? But check this out, though. I got my Opulence Radio shit going on, you know, the Unveiling the Truth with Boom, man. Be some real ass conversations on there, bro. Check that shit out, man. You know, I got this little news shit coming up, man. Real News with Boom, man. We're going to be talking about all the news that's going on that nobody talks about. And I'm talking about real news, like shit that be happening in the hood, shit that be happening with people. We ain't going to put no names on it, but we're going to give out the news of how shit is being fucked up, you feel me, and how we can fix it possibly. So I got that coming on the Queens TV app. Shout out to them. And also, if you're serious.
You're giving us a commercial right now. What the fuck is going on here?
I know what this nigga talking about, because he ain't showing y'all no love. He just wants y'all to come watch this drama TV podcast, whatever. What we need you to do is, if y'all got content and y'all serious about y'all content, we don't care if you got 2, 3, 0, no followers. If you about your shit, come holler at Queens TV app, man. We'll get you a little slot on Roku, man. You can do whatever you need. You know what I'm saying? It'll be on Roku. Whoever got a Roku shit, they can time into your shit. So shout out Queens TV. Shout out Miss Lonnie.
We got some real Roku people out here, man. Because it's a lot of fake motherfuckers on the Roku right now.
Well, we're trying to get,
man. But I am on the Roku network, definitely. Shout out to Grind City TV for sure. But I'm just talking about, can we get to the show? Why we here? Let's get to why we here. They know why we here. Goddamn it!
Listen, Allura ain't here, so we shouting shit out. Don't be rushing shit.
Hey, go get King Germ or somebody to come up here and defend they losses, man, or somebody. I need some competition because he ain't cutting it for me, okay?
Oh, God.
Shit. God damn it. DC, you might can host and be a contestant because, shit, I need some comp, man. God damn. Well, no. Never mind, because King Germ ain't comp either. But anyway, shout out to everybody.
All right, let's get this party started. Allura, please introduce yourself real quick.
Hey, man, can we take 500 points off of her for being late?
She was actually here. She was actually here, and then she bounced out, and then she came back. So,
yeah, my computer was acting up.
Boom, so there you go. All right. So tonight, we got TV shows. Who That Is, So who that is this time is I'm giving you an artist's real name, musician's real name. You got to give me their stage name. All right. Sports, movie, history, trivia, and riddles. My favorite riddles. Smash, you in control of the board. Where do you want to start? Oh, and also, real quick, 1 through 500 is the first round. 6 through 1,000 is the second round. You get 8 seconds to answer the question after the question is read. If it goes to you after the first person doesn't read it, you get 5 seconds. So 8 and 5 seconds. You got that? You got that? Good. All right, Smash, go.
I'm going to go TV shows 100.
TV shows for 100 and Stranger Things, who is the kid that disappears?
The hell if I know. Ooh, yeah. Pass.
All right. Hey, Laura. In the show Stranger Things, who is the kid that disappears?
I actually watched the show, and I can't never remember this little dude's name. I pass.
Hey, Boomer. Stranger Thing, who is the kid that disappears?
Eleven, I think.
No, you're wrong. It was Will Byers. Smash, you're back up.
Hey, man, let's go with TV shows for 200.
TV shows for 200. Mickey Mouse almost went by a different name. What was it?
Boom. I have no idea.
Okay. Hey, Laura, Mickey Mouse went by another name. What was it?
Mickey Rat.
Mickey Rat.
Hey, Boomer. Mickey Mouse almost went by a different name. What was it?
Hey, man. What the hell are you doing, man? Come on, man. Come on, man. Hell no. You doing it blankly at that.
I said, listen, so I'm trying to get my mic right, bro. And I
get the fuck out of here. Hell no.
Listen, my mic ain't even on, bro. I'm trying to get it right. So I said,
man,
Mick,
we see you, man. Like, you right there.
Don't worry about it, Mortimer.
Right, I ain't even get it right.
Smash, back to you.
All right, man. Let me do who that is for 100.
Who that is for 100? Sean Carter.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. See, that's 100. Quick 100. Real quick 100. Go ahead.
Who that is 200?
Who that is 200? Jermaine Lamarco. See?
J. Cole.
Damn. All right.
Who that is 400?
Who that is 400? Cordell Haynes.
Nelly. What is Nelly? Who is Nelly?
Yeah.
I would go with 500. Who that is?
Caprice Safifis.
The hell if I know. Pass.
Lord, who is Kari Safifis?
Offset.
Take that.
Lucky ass guess.
Lord, you're in control.
Movies for 100, please.
Movies for 100, please. The villain steals puppies to make spotted coats.
101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil, to be exact.
Cruella de Vil. Yes. You got it.
Movies for 200, please.
Movies for 2. What is the name of the main antagonist in the Shrek movie?
Shrek?
Now he will be a protagonist. Boomer. Oh. What is the name of the main villain or antagonist in the Shrek movie?
Can we make a second round?
Donkey, but he was antagonized.
Three.
I ain't watched it right.
Two, one. All right. Donkey.
Can I try again?
No, sorry. Hey, Snacks. Who is
Hell
the
main? Nah, I don't know that shit. Pass.
Okay. I give it to you, Laura Farquaad. Yeah, I was gonna give it to you, Smash.
Don't worry about it, Laura. You're back up. Laura give it to Fox. Yourself.
Movies for 300.
Movies for 300. What TV show was Jack Nicholson referencing when he ad-libbed, "Here's Johnny" in The Shining?
What TV show was Jack Nicholson referencing?
Five, four,
I pass. I don't know.
Okay. Damn. What TV show was Jack Nicholson referencing in the movie The Shining when he said, "Here's Johnny"?
I was just about to say The Shining.
Jesus. Five. Four. Three.
I think it was a Christmas movie. Damn.
Was it Nope, I don't know it.
Hey, Smash.
Pass.
Pass. This nigga crazy.
Oh, Johnny Carson. Oh, yeah, I would never guess that.
Don't worry. Guess the next one. Laura, you're back up.
Let me try history trivia.
400?
100, yeah.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1776?
Yes!
That was easy.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to movies for 400.
Movies for 400. Where were the Lord of the Rings movies filmed?
I should know this. I want to say it was either Ireland or New Zealand. I'm going to go with Ireland.
Hey, Bummer,
I'm going to go with her second guess and say New Zealand because I don't fucking know. New Zealand.
Shout out to you.
Hey, hold on. This is some away from me. I'm still up though. Let's go.
You was down -8, bro.
Shit, we all negative.
I knew I should have went with New Zealand. Damn it.
Let's go sports. Go on, honey.
This country has the most Olympic medals in swimming.
Michael Phelps is United States. So I'm just saying United States. We'll just say United States.
All right. You're in control.
Let's go sports 200.
Sports for two. Which boxer fought against Muhammad Ali and won?
Was it George Foreman? George Foreman.
Five, four, three,
Ken Norton. Ken Norton.
Hey, Smash, which boxer fought against Muhammad Ali and won?
Frazier.
Yep.
Frazier.
You want to ask him next? You should ask me next. Hey, DC, you knew I had
Lord. Yeah. You don't be helping everybody, man. You either going to help me or you're not going to help nobody.
Okay, Smash, you back in control of the board.
All right, let's go for sports for 300.
Sports for 300. In what game, what is love to score?
Tennis.
How the fuck these people getting these good, easy ones?
Right.
Let's go for TV shows 300.
TV shows for 300. In The Last of Us, what is the name of the fungus turning people into zombies?
God damn it.
How y'all always got it? Damn. I need to get on the board.
Nobody's telling me nothing.
I'm a pass, man.
What? Hey, Laura. Oh, no, wait. I was wrong. Hey, Laura. In the TV show Last of Us, what is the name of the fungus turning people into zombies?
Zombie fungus?
Zombie fungus. Hell no. What? Hey, Boomer, in The Last of Us, what is the fungus stunning people in the zombies?
You say you don't know, man. I don't know. No, I do know because guess what? I got the PS2. You feel me? I'll be playing The Last of Us. Okay. And I don't know how to say the shit. So if you gonna mock me for not knowing how to say shit, that's bullshit. But I know it's called like. It's called Ophir Sarcophus. I don't know how to pronounce it. Oh, it's like OPH Phosophagus, some shit, something.
No, nigga, you're not even close.
No. It's called O Storchodeceps or some shit like that. I'm telling you.
Man, gone, man.
You might have taken it for the TV show.
See, hold on. I'm finna Google this shit. Look.
Hey, Google it all you want, man. It's on me. What we got?
Am I wrong?
According to the TV show, it was cordyceps.
You see it though. At the end,
let me get sports for 400.
I see it though, but the TV show said something different. Sports for 400. This golfer is the youngest ever to win the U.S. amateur title.
U.S. junior amateur title. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah, like you, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
And I guess that shit. let's go with movies for 500.
Movies for 500. What is the planet Luke Skywalker is from?
God damn it.
You ain't lying. If a nigga know another golfer besides Tiger Woods, it's over. Answer, please. Smash.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Hell yeah. Hey, Laura.
Yeah. What'd you say? Oh, what planet?
Yeah.
H-O-T-H. Or H.
N-O-N-O.
Aw, damn.
Hey, Boomer. What planet is Luke Skywalker from?
He's from Polis Massus.
Hell yeah. Wrong answer. He's from Tatooine.
He's from Tatooine.
It's Tatooine. Smash, you back in control. All
right. Let's go with who that is for 300.
Who that is for 300? Dwayne Carter.
Ooh. Lil Wayne.
There's no R there. Little Jimmy strikes again. Yeah. You're still in control. So we got TV shows, films,
movies. Movies. Oh, history and trivia for 200.
History and trivia for 200. Who is the current vice president?
Shit.
Shit.
The hell is her name?
Huh?
Oh.
Harris.
I thought you was giving him Harris.
I don't know a first name. I just know Harris.
I need a whole name, brother.
Come on, man. Harris, goddammit.
I ain't get mine right. Come on, man. It's over.
I don't know how to say her name, nigga. I know it's Harris. Goddammit. Come on, man. Don't
give us a try. Like pronounce it.
It start with a K, man, right?
No. I need the name. Come on, 5-0-3-2-1
Harris, man.
Come on, BC. You got to take 30 seconds.
All right, Kumbasakolis.
Cheating, okay. Bro. Cheating. We always got to get first and last names.
He start counting for me.
Man.
All right.
Let's go with history of trivia for 300.
History intrigued. Where did Albert Einstein live before moving to the United States? That's a 5, 4, 3.
England.
2, 9. Hey, Laura. Where did Albert Einstein live before moving to the United States of America?
I would say Germany or Russia.
Which one?
That's one or the other. Come on.
I'm going to give Germany.
You give it right. He came from Germany. He feistness. Laura, you're still in control.
Let's try. Let's try who that is. We're done with that. Okay, we're gonna go with history for 400.
History for the foe. In what year was the internet open to the public?
93.
That's a good guess.
It is. Laura, go.
Let's go ahead with TV shows for 400.
What is the first game played in Squid Games?
Simon Says.
He did not. What game was the first game played in Squid Games?
It wasn't Simon Says.
It was not Simon Says.
I ain't never seen it.
Then it was Chingy. It was Chingy.
Chief Keef?
No, don't go with that.
Don't worry about it.
Boom, no.
It wasn't that. Hey,
it wasn't Shy G? I don't know how to say the shit.
I don't even know what that is.
First game.
Man, we watched that seven times. It was Shy G.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Nope. It was red light, green light.
It was. Now that I think about it, yep.
Laura.
Hey, man, y'all got to stop using Google, man. Figure this shit out.
Who using Google?
Boom. Who the fuck look at my numbers, nigga? How the fuck I'm looking at
this? I'm trying to pop off these.
Google. He's using the wrong one. He's using Ask Jeeves.
I guess I don't have a choice but to go with riddles, right?
You do. Yeah. I mean, you still got sports for 500, TV show. 500?
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's mess with history trivia for 500 again, then.
The destruction of Pompeii in 779 AD was done by what volcano?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. It's the wrong volcano.
Fuck.
Five, four.
You pass it. Three. I don't remember naming the. Damn it.
Hey, Boomer, you're a historian. What was the name of the volcano that destroyed Pompeii?
Mount Vesuvius.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to Google for the assist.
It was Mount Vesuvius, but I give it to you because I knew what you was talking about.
You didn't need to use Google for that, but I did forget that because it's been so long since
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Before we get even deeper, right? Hey, listen. Smash, you're gonna stop playing on my motherfucking intelligence. You hear me? Me and the Lord can have some pretty intelligent conversations. You can ask my homie. We do top 10s around this bitch. We do top 10 crazy animals, top 10 biggest volcanoes. We know history. We talk
what
about
the fuck
this.
What they shit. Got to do with Jeopardy right now, man?
I don't know.
He said
you
put some respect on his name because he know history, nigga.
Yeah. All right. Word. You up. Boom. Now, big something. Sports for 500. What team was originally called the New York Titans?
The New York Titans.
Uh-huh. Five, four, three,
what's the
two, one? Answer?
My
turn. All right. Smash, what team was originally called the New York Titans?
Oh, I thought it was my turn now.
New York Jets.
It was the Jets.
It was the Jets.
Shout out to Google for the assist.
Yeah, I seen it in his glasses. I'm watching the screen.
Man, knock it the hell
off. y'all Googling wrong. Smash, you in control.
Let's go with TV shows for 500.
Where do they work in office, sitcom?
In the office.
Yeah. What's the name of the office?
The office.
No. What is the name of the office that they work on in the office?
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation. Hey, Boomer, what is the name of the office that they work on in the office?
The name of the office?
Yeah.
Yes. No.
I've never seen the show.
Huh? What do you mean? You said, where is the? You said what? I don't. You said where do they work in the U.S.? Where in the country do they work? Okay,
the name of the office that they work at. It has a name.
You don't say nothing about name in this question. It say, where do they work?
There's different versions of the office. They have like a UK one and a US one.
Yeah, so the US office, the show the office, where do they work?
At home.
Hey, man. Hey. No. Just give us the answer, man. What are we doing here?
Dunder Mifflin.
What? Yeah, we was gonna figure that out.
You see, what was the percentage hike on the weed that you have bought when you bought it and started smoking it and then decided to get these questions?
Right, because
very high. So we got riddles. That's left.
No riddles.
All right, so riddles for 100.
Riddles for 100. What gets wet while drying?
What gets wet while drying?
Mm-hmm.
Tears.
Anybody?
Tears for fears. Ooh, no. Laura, what gets wet while drying?
Inside a dryer?
God damn it.
Uh-uh.
Man, you're going to have me negative 15,000 on here.
Hey, Boomer, what gets wet while drying?
A child. But that's a good answer. A dryer, because you put wet clothes in it and it dries, but it's also getting wet.
Word.
200.
I thought it was tears, but you know.
What is so fragile that it breaks by saying its name?
Ooh.
A heart. Hey, Smash, what is so fragile that saying his name breaks it?
Glass.
So close. Hey, Laura, what is so fragile that saying his name breaks it?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Good old Rumpel. It's silence, people. Silence.
That's gonna be my next guess.
I'm dumb as fuck.
Got it again.
Damn. 300.
What belongs to you, but everybody uses it, Boomer?
What belongs to you, but everybody uses it? My name.
Yes.
400, please.
You see a boat filled with people. Yeah, there isn't a single person on it. How's that possible?
A boat filled with people, but there isn't a single person on it. How is that possible?
Uh-huh.
A boat filled with people.
3, 2, 1.
It's on land. I don't know.
All right. Hey, y'all, Smash.
It's on land.
No. Not. Hey, Smash. You're both filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on the board. How is that possible?
I have no idea.
All right, we'll ask Laura. Hey, Laura, your turn.
I definitely was gonna go with a ghost ship, but we're gonna go with the Titanic.
Word. All right. No. Because all the people are married.
Wait, what?
That's corny as fuck. Ain't a single person. It ain't a single person on there. They all married.
Yeah. Hey, Boomer, how many books can you pack into an empty bag? Five, four, three, two,
none.
No, there's an answer. Hey, Smash, how many books can you get in an empty bag?
Five.
So close. Hey, Laura, how many books can you get in an empty bag?
Nigga, 9.
Nine.
I said 9.
She said 9. Actually, it's 1 because after that, it's no longer empty.
I'm about to quit this fucking game tonight.
Brain shit, man. All
right, man. Right. You know
what's happening here?
All right, man. That was round one.
This shit is terrible.
I'm having fun.
Reminded you niggas how dumb. No,
we're gonna start with the Laura for this round. Everything's on the board. It's all on the flow. This is it. Let's go. Where do you want to start, Laura?
Let's go with history trivia for 1,000.
Oh wow!
1,000.
Shit, you want in a hole?
In what year did John Labor Laurels start the U.S.?
Yeah. 1985.
I remember that year. It was a good one. Just the wrong answer. Hey, Boomer, in what year did John Labor Laurels start in the U.S.?
It started 20 years after them women got their rights and shit. Not 20. It started 18 years after the women got their rights.
So what year was that, though?
1938.
The 38s.
Damn, you said 1994.
Nah,
I'm stupid.
Hey, Boomer, you're in control.
You welcome, Boomer. Look, I got you up out of that big negatives, okay?
Right. Who that is, because I'm going back low. Who that is, 600?
Who that is, 600? Demonte Cuevia Valentine Harper. Who that is?
Bro, I don't fucking know, but I'm going to just say from the Cuevia, I'm going to just say Quavo.
Uh-uh.
What?
That's a girl.
That's a girl name?
Yep. I'll give you one more try, since you didn't know that.
Harper.
Yep.
Demonte.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine Sullivan. I don't fucking know.
Hey, Spence, who was Demonte Cuevia of Valentine Harper?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
No, her name is Belle Calise.
Hey, hello.
Sweetie, I don't know. Shit.
Sweetie.
God damn it.
Oh, what? Because it could sound like some ghetto shit should be named.
Come on, Laura. Get back in here.
Let's do Who That Musicians for 700.
Who That for 700? Daystar Peterson.
Daystar Peterson. Pass it to Boom.
Pass it to Boom. Hey, Boom, who is Daystar Peterson?
Daylight, the battle rapper.
Daylight, the battle rapper. Gone Dark. Hey, Smash, who is Daystar Peterson?
I have no idea.
You want to make a guess? You got it.
Hold on. Uh-huh. Daystar.
Uh-huh. Peterson. Five.
Tory.
It is.
Yeah! I did not know that.
I did. Smash, that fucking.
We're going to go with TV show 600.
TV shows 600. What city is Will Smith from in the popular show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised. You got it.
We're going to go with sports for 600.
Sports for 600. How much does a football weigh?
Okay, the question is, did Tom Brady blow this football up or was it a regular football?
Regular football.
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Laura, how much does a football weigh?
Why are you gonna ask me that?
Because you were next in line.
I don't know. Let me see. We asking in male, in weight?
Yeah. That's why I asked you how much does it weigh? 5?
2 pounds?
2 pounds. That's a quarter ounce. Hey, Boomer, how much does NFL football weigh?
I'm going to say, I think it's like, it's either 14 or it's like 15 ounces. Do I got to pick one of those?
Yeah, you do.
Fuck.
Yeah, because you're Googling it. You got it. Come on.
I'm going to go 15.
15. That's actually a pound. I'm a pound. A pound, but I smoke like an ounce. Hey, so
it's back on me. Let's go with movies for 700.
Movies for 700. In the Spider-Verse movies, what universe is Miles Morales Spider from?
Damn it.
Babe, what universe is Miles Morales from?
It ain't on you.
He from the Spider-Verse.
That he is. All right, Lord, now it's on you. In the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, what universe is Miles Morales Spider from?
Hey, man, Boom is really over here just... Okay, come on, man.
Huh?
Stay focused.
I am focused.
Let's go.
Okay, let me reread it. Why you gotta do me like that?
Okay,
he's from Earth 1610.
1610. Far off. Hey, Boomer. Yeah. And Across the Spider-Verse, what universe is Miles Morales Spider from?
New York.
New York City, baby. It's 42. Matt!
Man, what is the comment?
TV shows for 700. TV shows for 700. Whew. And one of the yet funniest yet somehow iconic moments in Rick and Morty, Rick turned himself into a what?
Man, what the hell? Where the hell are you finding these questions at?
I don't know none of this. I ain't never seen none of
this. Hell no, I don't know this shit.
All right. Hey, Laura. In one of the unfunniest yet somehow iconic moments on Rick and Morty, Rick turned himself into a what?
A woman? I don't know. I've never seen this show.
A woman.
A woman.
Cool. Hey, Boomer. In one of the unfunniest yet somehow iconic moments on Rick and Morty, Rick turned himself into what?
All right, so first off, I want to say, what up, Sylvia, my nigga? Secondly, I want to say, Shanana, that's my baby right there. A pickle.
Third, I want to say, you cheating like a motherfucker. Come on with this ass. A pickle. He was Pickle Rick. I'm Pickle Rick.
This is coming.
Go ahead.
Let's go 600 for movies.
600 for movies. Name one Infinity Stone in the Marvel Comic Universe.
The Time Stone.
I take it. You got power, space, soul, reality, and mind. And I only asked you for one. You got
that
it.
That was dope. Let's go. TV shows, hey, honey.
It wasn't his turn. I don't know how the hell he got.
Got to answer wrong last.
Yeah, but you didn't get the answer right, so it should have went back to me. The hell is going on here? No, he
got the answer wrong.
It was Pickle. Huh? He got it right. It was Pickle.
Yeah, I got that one right. Yeah, that came from the comments. I told you, man.
You got it. Stop reading the comments then, Matt. Come on, man. God damn
it. I can't read the comments? Nigga, ask a friend. Fuck out of here.
This is not who wants to be a millionaire, man.
I'm trying to get this $50 so I can pay for my StreamYard next month. So I ain't gotta have the duck on top of my shit, nigga. I can have my shit. So don't worry,
like what I'm doing. Man. Come on, man.
Start the 800 TV shows. Give me my answers in the comments. You better get over there too. Some of them niggas are wrong.
My God. Why did Ash get Pikachu when he was choosing his first Pokemon? Five, four, three.
Because he was relentless. I guess he didn't want to get in the ball.
Word. Oh, hey, Smash. Why did Ash get Pikachu when he was choosing his first Pokemon?
Because of Gary.
Gary. Wrong.
Who the fuck is Gary?
I don't know. But Gary made it. Hey, y'all, Laura.
That's the old grandson, Gary. Yeah, I know a little bit about Pokemon. Man.
Them comments, man. Y'all taking too long in them comments, Bobby Smith and Shanae. All y'all.
It's all you. Why did Ash get Pikachu when he was choosing his first Pokemon?
Because it was a starter Pokemon and to earn his trust.
Word, but he was actually just running late. The nigga was late.
Hold on, time out, Lord.
Gary picked this Pokemon first. Come on, man. Now, you should definitely give me them points because I just gave you the answer, man. God damn.
I wish I could do that, my brother, but the way
whatever, man. Whatever.
I'm on here negative 71 fucking 100 like I'm dumb and shit.
No. You just picked the wrong question. Hey, Boomer, go ahead.
Let's go 700 sports. Fuck.
Sport 700. This Hall of Fame boxer is known for his grills and naming his kids after himself.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Come on, man. Answer the question. You know, stay out the comments, dog. Stay focused.
He's known for his grills and names his kids after himself. This Hall of Fame boxer is known for his grill.
Five, four, three, two.
Come on, man.
What? You got a book
on. Ray, Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oh my fucking
God. Hey, Big Smash.
Man, what? George Foreman.
Oh, grills. I'm thinking Chief, bro. I swear to God, I'm thinking Chief, dog.
Smash, you in control. Cause Boomer thought these niggas was out here making their old toothless grills.
Let's go with sports for 800.
Sports for 8. Which Olympic sport uses the shuttlecock?
Nigga, what?
What Olympic sport uses a shuttlecock?
I might have quit.
Pass, man. What the fuck? The fuck is this? Shuttlecock.
Hey, Laura. What Olympic sport uses a shuttlecock?
Oh, is it on me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Bobsled.
She said bobsled. Hey, hey, Boomer, don't say bobsled or pass. What Olympic sport uses a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Yes. You got it.
History trivia 600.
History for 6. Who was the first televised president?
That's a vague question, man. Televised. I'm going to have to say...
Come on, man.
Reagan? No. Reagan.
Come on, man.
Kennedy?
Kennedy! No. Hey, Smash, who was the first president on TV? Five, four, three?
I don't know.
And a one. Alora.
Carter.
Carter. It's Franklin D. Roosevelt.
God damn it.
Hey, I think with the negative points that I got, I think it's respectful if I just bow the fuck out.
No, you don't stay here. Don't stay. I need some help.
History for 7?
Yeah, history for 7.
What is the name of the governor branch that includes the president and the vice president?
Hold on. I kind of know this. Electoral, judicial, Electoral, judicial, and executive. Is it executive?
Oh, you asked me a telebe.
It's what is executive?
He's asking me and telling me at the same time. Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's go 800 history.
Okay. History for 8. How old do you have to be in order to be president?
55 or 65? I don't know. It might be one or the other. I want to say 65. Then I want to say 55. I'm going to just say 55.
55.
Yeah, it is. Just air
fry it. Hey, Smash, how old do you have to be in order to be president?
48.
Hey, Lord. How old do you have to be in order to be president?
Bro, I don't know.
This thing is, I'm gonna give my $50 for this embarrassment, goddamn it.
I'm gonna say 35, maybe 36.
35, baby.
Oh,
shout out to you giving that to her because I don't give a damn if she ain't no.
I said 35 or 36.
I see y'all. I ain't got no real. Oh,
hold
wow.
up. Wait a minute. We had a whole bunch of shows, Troy, that none of us black people watch. We don't watch none of that stuff. I don't even know nothing about sports. Okay, let me go with history for 900.
History for 900. What city is our country's capital in?
Huh? Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
For sure.
See you on your way back.
Storming back.
Hey man, Alex Trebek is turning in his grave right now.
What was that?
Try movies for 800.
Movies for 800. What flavor Pop Tart does Buddy the Elf use in his elf spaghetti?
Strawberry.
So close, yet so far away.
His name is Cherry. Fuck.
Hey, Boba, what flavor Pop Tart does Buddy use in his spaghetti?
I think her second answer is going to be cherry. So I'm going to go cherry.
You shouldn't have trusted her. Hey, Smash! Damn. What flavor Pop Tart does Buddy use in his spaghetti?
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Nah, it was chocolate. Chocolate. What's going on? Chocolate.
I shouldn't have said that.
What the
Alora.
Fuck?
Yes.
It's on you.
TV shows for... Fuck it, I'm going to go movies again because I don't know shit about TV shows. Movies for 900.
Movies for 900. This... Okay.
That's not a movie, man. That's not a movie. What is we doing?
Yeah, this is not a movie.
No, but I said I don't care. I moved it here.
No, you can't say movies and give us something else. No, next question. Hell no.
This question.
Hell no. We ain't doing that, man. Next question. You got the category wrong. We ain't doing that.
That popular pop group.
This you say know, movies. Like, you're giving us like a pop co-host.
I gave everybody points on that one because that was on me, y'all. My bad.
Okay.
Everybody.
Well, then fuck it. Let's try 1,000 then.
I'm pretty sure this is a movie. Yeah, this is a movie for sure. What Hollywood movie stars plays himself in Zombieland?
Babe, what Hollywood movie star plays himself in
Zombieland? Come on, man. Look, y'all really blowing me tonight with this shit.
Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson? Hey, y'all, Boomer. What Hollywood?
Well, damn, what answer?
What Hollywood superstar plays himself in Zombieland?
Bill Murray.
Damn, y'all just gonna get up there right when I didn't even see it. It's okay.
Let's go. Who that is, 800?
Who that is, 800?
Tori, my baby daddy.
Oh, that's Boosie.
And he is.
Oh, damn. Y'all knew that? Because I wouldn't have known shit.
Who, 900? Who that is? 900.
Bacalius Marinus Alizar. Five, four.
I'm coughing.
One.
Cardi B.
The fuck was that?
Cardi B.
Woo. Don't die, because I ain't got insurance. Go ahead.
Who that is? 1,000.
Who that is for 100? Nadavius Demond Cash.
That nigga said Navy hat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What type of name is this, bro?
That's his name.
Hey, let's go TV shows 900.
TV shows 900. How many seasons of Friends are there?
Oh, I just watched what's the name too? Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ten.
All right, sweet. I'm in the clear right now. Hey, TV shows right now.
What American state does Stranger Things take place in? Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Georgia.
Georgia. Always on my mind. Nope. Hey, Smash. What American state does Stranger Things take place in?
Indiana.
Indiana. You got it.
You Googling.
Man.
My backbone.
Call me out with that. You've been Googling the whole goddamn show.
I ain't Googling shit. I'm getting the answer of the comments.
Exactly. Fuck out of here. Riddles. Sports for 900.
Sports for 900. What six-letter word names both a seed company and an exercise that combines squats, a push-up, and a jump in the air?
Six-letter word. What the fuck? Pass.
Alora, what six-letter word names both a seed company and also an exercise that combines a squat, a push-up, and a jump in the air?
Pistachios.
All right. Hey, Boomer. What six-letter word combines a name for a seed company and also an exercise that combines a squat, a push-up, a jump in the air?
Burpees.
Is the burpee. Yeah.
Sports for 1,000. I must be lagging, bro.
A little bit. Sports for 1,000. Celebrating for its ability to improve athletic capacity and glucose metabolism, HIIT is a typical cardiovascular exercise that alternating periods of intense exercise with recovery. What does HIIT stand for?
Was it my time?
Nope, it's on Boomer, but you'll be next. No, you
won't. How is it that you found this question?
Yes. Hey, Smash.
You just said I was after Boomer.
Yeah, no, but you're actually after Smash. What does HIIT stand for?
I think you said push-ups.
I have no idea.
Allura, what does HIIT stand for?
High interval intense training.
Yeah, you was the closest. I'll give it to you. But yeah, it's a high intensity.
Hell no. She didn't get the right answer, man. What the hell going on here, man?
She just did.
Giving out my legit answers. Y'all using Google.
Man, get the fuck out.
She get them.
Y'all using Google.
I ain't use not a Google nothing, not a comment, nothing, man. Like,
well, sorry for your luck. You can listen. They out there for everybody.
So we got far, riddles.
It's a whole shit show, man.
It is, bro. But I'm still hung the fuck over, though. So y'all got... I'm still fucked up.
Don't worry about it. We almost there. You got riddles. That's it. Nothing left.
You know, I'm no riddle person.
Well, take a chance.
Let's go with 600, then.
I have hands, but I cannot shake your hands. I have a face, but cannot smile at you. What am I?
A clock.
Look at you. Keep going.
700.
I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
An elephant?
No. Hey, damn. Boomer. If I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves, what am I?
You the motherfucking judicial. I mean, the fucking, you the goddamn government. Shit.
Right.
No. Hey, Smash. I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or trees. What am I?
The government.
No. He just said that. The and bank. It's also a bank.
A bank. Yep. I knew it. No. A bank.
Alora.
800.
I have keys. I have no room, but I have space. You can enter, but you cannot leave. What am I?
I have no doors, but I have keys. I have no rooms, but I have space. You can enter, but you cannot leave. What am I? Oh, wore out vagina.
Whoa, Jesus.
I'm going to go with that answer, too.
I have doors, but, you know, I have no doors, but I have keys. I have no room, but I have space. You can enter, but you can't leave. What am I?
Computer.
A computer? Nope.
What? That makes perfect sense.
It's my turn.
Yes, yeah.
Keyboard.
Keyboard is the correct answer.
Oh, okay, okay.
You want 9 or you want 1,000?
Man, I'm gonna go with 1,000.
Go big, though.
What has a head and tail but no body?
A head and a tail. A quarter.
I give it to you. It was a coin. But since you named the coin, you got it. Last one. David's parents has 3 sons. Snap, crackle, and pop. What is the name of the third son?
You already said pop, but that's the answer. Pop.
It is not.
Hey, we all get points.
I did not give the answer because the answer ain't pop. Lord, David's parents have 3 sons, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. What's the name of the third son?
David.
Man, fuck out of here, man. Listen. You usually put on good shows, Darius, but this one here, I don't know what the fuck this was.
I'm a little concerned about this. I ain't never been this bad.
This was a whole fucking shit show. All right. I don't know what you celebrating for, man. You cheated to get it, man. Last week you got cheated, so this week you decide to cheat. Boy, I tell you, I can't wait, boy. I'm going live after this, just so y'all know. And it's gonna get real personal around these parts.
Y'all wow, bro. Y'all
wow, bro. Damn. Damn, boom. 50 was that deep for you? Damn.
Yo.
Wait ain't no way. DC, I don't know what kind of shit show operation you running over here, but yeah.
Only the best. Only the best.
I know, I can tell. You done screwed me. Shit.
I didn't screw anybody. No.
You done, screwed Jer. You just screwed people. All the favorites. You just screwing them. And Boom actually won this. It's a problem. Don't take that.
What? So
I made the board.
For the next round, you need the band looking at the comments. You need the band looking at Google.
No,
you
man, when band. You become
you
a pop,
you need the band. You need the band asking the people in your house. You need the band all that shit because that just took the whole fun out of this shit. Like you need the band all that shit next round.
Why are you crying? Why is you whining today?
I'm just saying.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying. You need to ban all that shit. This ain't Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's Jeopardy. You don't see nobody in real Jeopardy. Hey, what's the answer?
First of all, this is what the shit's Jeopardy.
I don't give a fuck. He didn't explain nothing wrong.
However DC runs this motherfucker is how it's
real. Y'all ass tripping.
Period.
Whatever.
You guys have fun? It was fun.
Hell no, I didn't have fun. This shit was a shit show.
I had fun giving the wrong answers and learning. I learned a lot. I came, I lost, and I still love it. And I'll come back and win or lose anytime.
Appreciate it. So,
right, Troy.
This is interesting to say the least and the most at the same
time. I ain't trying to hear none of this shit you saying. Nah.
God damn it. Smash.
Fuck this shit. God damn it.
Right. Stop acting
I thought we was being civilized over here. This shit, I don't know what the hell this shit is. But carry on.
It was fun.
Come on. We all was in the negatives. We was in the negatives together.
Yeah, the family that is the negatives together stays together.
What the fuck we gonna let the winner talk? I'm trying to say what the fuck.
Man, we don't give a fuck about your cheating ass. Shit. You over here doing like you did something.
Big bro did.
What the hell going on around here?
I feel like everybody's
shit is the equivalent of the bubble ship, nigga. Like,
if you don't want everybody to say what they got to say, then I'll say what I got to say, because I got a little thing to say. I need about 30, 40 seconds.
I ain't got 30, 40 seconds. But what I will do is this. I will tell you guys who's going on to Wednesday. So it's different. Troy and Boomer.
That should be done.
But before I let y'all talk, I do need to say something serious. All jokes aside, this was something different for me. I was trying to, when it started back in September with the Family Feud and then getting into the Jeopardy, I was just trying to get back into podcasting because I had been gone for so long. So I really want to appreciate you guys for dealing with me on this bullshit journey. But most importantly, I want to help y'all, thank y'all for helping me get back into podcasting and getting my, I guess, feeling back to doing this, because I really was going to retire before I came back and people, you know, told me I couldn't. Thank you. Background music. So, yeah. So, you know, small world's smallest violin. And background, ambiance, if you will. Appreciate y'all for, you know, setting this shit right, because I was lost for a little bit. So continue podcasting. All jokes aside, you guys are dope. All you guys do dope content, so I appreciate y'all for doing this. Before we get out of here and I give my final thing I need to say, I'm going to let y'all talk. Allura, did you have fun?
I did. I always have fun.
Thank you. Tell the people where they can find you and all that good stuff.
Whoa, guys, you guys can find me over on YouTube at the Lauren Hour Network. And you can also find me on my website at thelaurenhournetwork.com. And on all the major streaming platforms, I am syndicated. Google Podcasts, Apple, Pandora, anywhere you going to stream, you going to find me there. So get your butts over there and hit that follow button. What you waiting on?
Smash, did you have fun?
Hell fucking no.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah, man. All bullshit aside, Boom is a cheater. Allura is a cheater. But this little Mickey Mouse operation you ran over here tonight was pretty dope. You know,
I like that.
You almost got your cable turned off for the night. But but other than that, you know, I had fun, man. It's all good over here, man. It's good. Appreciate you for having your boy.
Nah, man, I appreciate you too, man. I don't care what they say about you. You all right with me, man. You come to me. You wasn't supposed to say that. No, but don't joke aside, man. Smash, I do appreciate you, man. I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate everybody. This started, the Jeopardy part of this started October 25th. We are now in February, and it's been going damn near every week. So, like I said, I appreciate y'all. You know, when I hit people up, they come through. I appreciate it. So for real, I appreciate you for coming through, man. Go ahead, Boomer Man, talk.
First off, I wanted to like to thank God first and foremost, because without him, I wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a kid from Akron. I ain't even supposed to be here. You feel me? I ain't. And so to be able to go on to the next round of championship, You know,
hey, somebody bring me my plunger, bro, because this nigga full of shit.
Anyways, so number one, I want to, you know, shout out the comments, man. Shout out my baby girl, Shanae. She threw some answers up there for me. Shout out Bobby Smith. I can't see your picture, but shout out Bobby Smith. And also shout out Troy, man. You know what I'm saying? Because without the people, because I do this for the people.
Without the people, you wouldn't have won, in other words.
Hey, we don't win without the people. We need the people.
Get the
people.
Fuck out of here.
Anyways,
you talking about?
And then shout out to Podcast Lit. Go follow me on Podcast Lit. We got some real enlightenment shit going on over there, man. Shout out to UBC.
Man. Hey, man, can we get some real questions? Boom. Bro, hey, boom. Check this out. Check this out. Because you over here, you talking like you won. You talking like you won something.
I did win. I'm on my way, bro.
So, this is what we can do.
You're doing all this
for $50, right? Why don't you put up $100 and I'll put up $100 and DC come back with better questions and me and you will go in a sudden death Jeopardy round. Because I'm about tired of this shit. I can't take this shit. No comments, no Google. Just me and you answering questions.
How do you know I got $100 to put up? It's the question. I don't got no motherfucking $100 to put up, nigga. You give me $100, I'll put
it. Yo, Choi said these comments cause the inverts real stress. Oh my goodness.
I'm not stressed. I just don't like when cheetahs get on board and act like they really did something. Like, we're not doing that.
Number one, I ain't got $100 to put up, but my team might come through and donate, and they're gonna be in the comments.
All right, so I got $100 to whatever you can put up, even if it's $5. What up? Because I'm tired of this shit. I ain't going to even lie to you.
I got five for you. I got five for you for sure. But number two, shout out Podcast Lit. Because, man, we trying to get our motherfucking journey on the motherfucking road. And then number three, man, shout out to my nigga DC, man. I'm glad that you got about that slump, man, and got the fuck back out here on the motherfucking show and on the motherfucking scene. Because you're the only reason I'm out here any motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to the dusty-ass motherfucking niggas like goddamn Big Smash, who need to take that honey he trying to put up and tell his barber, you know what I'm saying, to do better. You feel me? Because we ain't doing that. I'm going to send you $100 to help out with that patchy. You feel me? That's what we going to do.
All right.
You feel me?
Wait a minute. I didn't take off the gloves.
I hear you.
My brothers. Y'all are both dope.
Cheaters both never win and winners never cheat.
I love Cam, man. That's my brother.
Cheaters never win and winners never cheat, man.
Word. All right. So that's all I'm getting ready to say. Niggas is out of control. So on a serious note, after Wednesday, I'm taking a month off. I'm not doing nobody shows. I'm not doing no podcasts, and I'm not doing anything. I need to take a month, you know what I'm saying, get myself together. Like I said, I've been doing this since September nonstop. Yeah, there you go. I needed that. I was waiting on that. So I'm just going to kill it. I do got some content coming because I haven't put none of these shows out besides what it is live. But I need to take some time to revamp the show because I'm getting back to what it used to be, back to the interviews, back to the shit talking, back to, well, actually this, but just, you know, games. I'm also looking to bring back co-hosts, so I'm looking to do that. I might do guest co-hosts. Not sure yet, but I want to kind of get back to the elements that brought What the Shit to the people in the first place, and that's interviews with dope people, real conversations, dope conversations, and all that jazz. So after February 28th, I'm done for a month. So that's that. Did you guys have fun?
Fuck no.
Okay. People in the comments, are you not entertained?
Fuck no.
I think they're going
in on you on Instagram on my IG page.
Oh, word, what they say?
A lot of shit.
Hey, you know what? Hey, damn, what about this though, man? What if I go pull one of my homies out the crowd, right? And I put the $100 down on them.
Okay. Word. Y'all can do that during the month of March when I ain't around.
Go back one of the homies.
You say what?
Bye, guys. Good night. Love you guys.
All right, Allura. So, with all that being said, I appreciate y'all. Like I said, appreciate everybody who watched, comment, like, subscribe, all that stuff. If you ain't already subscribed, do that. It only takes 2 seconds. Wherever you are, however you may be listening and watching, take the time. Show some love. This stuff ain't easy to do. For y'all don't know, I put these boards together damn near by myself. As you can see, sometimes it don't always work out because I try to do this shit at like 2-3 in the morning when I should be asleep. And I be drunk, sleepwalking type. Sleep drunk. There's a difference. Sleep drunk. You know how you get so tired, you just be doing shit like you drunk? That's how I be putting these boards together. I used to have a dude named Lil Jimmy. He was from the Boys and Girls Club of America, but Lil Jimmy couldn't spell worth shit, so I had to fire his little ass. So now he's back on the streets. Shout out Lil Jimmy. He should have did the goddamn job right. Nigga told me he had a fourth grade education. I should have took him at word because he was 14 in the fourth grade, but that's what I get for trying to help a little nigga out. Lying ass motherfucker. But anyway, fuck Lil Jimmy. Fuck AT&T for trying to get niggas $5 for them putting our phones off for 5 hours. Fuck Verizon. I don't know why. Just fuck Verizon anywho. Fuck DoorDash. Fuck Donald Trump and them weird ass gold boots he got. He trying to sell you niggas.
Hey, is that a list of motherfuckers who just started hitting your, is that a list of motherfuckers who just started hitting your account and shit like DoorDash, Verizon?
No, it's like, just a list of people. It's just a list of people I just wanted to say fuck you to tonight for some reason. I just made the list up in my head. I figured I'd go with it. I appreciate y'all continue to make content. If you're not already making content, give it a try. It's kind of fun. You get to do goofy shit like this all day long. Can't nobody tell you no because you can own your own shit. Shout out to Opolis Radio. Shout out to my sponsors, W. Oh, fuck. I didn't do the reading again. Damn it, I was supposed to read. This show was sponsored by Air Force One Down. It's a movie. I was supposed to do a giveaway and all that bullshit, but since I ain't been on my shit like I was supposed to, they gonna fire me. I'm probably gonna be fired. Anywho, whatever. Shout out to W. Shout out to Titan Nutrition. Shout out to Opolis Radio. Those are the sponsors of the show. Appreciate them. Couldn't do this without them because they let a nigga be free. So without further ado, thank you guys who still watching. Thank you to our contestants. Shout out to Different, Troy, and Boomer who will be on the season finale. Hey, you guys realize this? I'm about to have like 20 episodes this season. God damn, I've been working. Anywho, all right. Without that, without y'all, I can't do shit. Talk your shit. Be yourself. And always remember, if it ain't worth the shit, it ain't nothing. Peace. Hey, hope y'all really enjoyed that episode. Make sure y'all go check out the website, www.whattheshitpodcast.com. Make sure you please like, subscribe, comment. That's how we know if we're doing something well. And if you don't like it, please let me know. You know, we try to switch it up for you. We want to be a podcast for the people, by the people, for the people, other people. So, with that being said, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hope you guys enjoyed. See you on the next one.